The brothers are requested to come forward, sit as closely as possible. This is a very brief gathering. Inshallah, we will go through the etiquettes of sleeping with the references. حوالوں کے ساتھ سونے کے آداب کا مذاکرہ ہوگا. Obviously, we all know the etiquettes of sleeping. Those people who have been on Jamaat, you go through the adab of sleeping almost every night. Those people, you may have studied them in Maktab as well. But the reason I've chosen this particular text is there's a lot more detail, and we'll give references for everything, inshallah. Okay, so adab number one, raat ko jaldi so jana. To go to sleep early. الثمر المنهي عنه, in the texts, classical texts, that conversation which has been forbidden is the conversation of sitting in groups after Isha. So this was before social media. I would say nowadays, phir bhi achhi baat hai yaar. At least they're talking rather than wasting their final few brain cells on Facebook and Instagram and what's the latest one? TikTok, yeah, TikTok. The clock is ticking and talking, and our lives are slowly finishing. So adab number one is to sleep early. Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Yeah, it's a true saying. Now, what if you can't sleep early? How do you fix this? مسئلہ ہے نا, اگر آپ بستر میں 9 بجے چلے جائیں تو اس کا مطلب کہ آپ کو نیند آ جائے گی فوراً. Will you fall asleep if you go to sleep at 9 or 10 o'clock? There's very few people, اللہ ماشاء اللہ بعض لوگ ہیں, you know, اللہ کی دین ہے, they've been gifted, they lay their head back and ماشاء اللہ the snores start almost as soon as they hit the pillow. These people are very blessed. For the vast majority of the people, it's difficult to get into a routine of sleeping early and waking up early. I'll tell you the hack now, listen carefully. It's difficult, very difficult. The way you do it is one night, you stay awake until Fajr, and wait for it, you pray Fajr, and then you stay awake for the rest of the day. You don't nap, you don't try to get an hour here or an hour there, you force yourself through that painful day until the next night, and then you go to sleep early. Then you can go to sleep at 7 if you want. Well, you've been waiting since morning to go to sleep. Once you sleep early, now your body clock has been reset. Now you'll be able to wake up early, and then once you wake up early, you stay awake, and then you go to sleep early the next night. So those of you who find it difficult tonight, you might have to go through hell tomorrow morning when they start waking you up at 5:30. But bear with it, inshallah. Come Saturday night, you'll be snoring by 8. We won't let you snore by 8. It's going to be maybe 10 o'clock. But you'll want to be snoring at 8, inshallah. Allah Paak hum sabko jaldi sone aur jaldi jaagne ki taufeeq ata farmaye. Ghar ke darwaze ko bismillah padhkar achhi tarah band kar dena. To close the door of your house by reading Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So I'll mention the first two hawalas. The hawala for adab number one was Bukhari, Kitabu Mawaqit As-Salab, Salah, Babu Ma Yukrahu Min An-Nawmi Qabla Al-Isha. Hazrat Abu Barza radiyallahu anhu farmate hain, aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam Isha se pehle sone aur Isha ke baad baat jeet karne ko na pasand farmate the. Don't sleep before Isha. Before Isha, shaitan will come to you and say, go to sleep, go to sleep. Just close your eyes, and then you can get up and pray Isha. Once you've prayed Isha, shaitan will say, stay awake, stay awake, stay awake, stay awake. This is shaitan's job. Number two, the hadith of closing the door, this is in Sahih Muslim, Kitab al-Ashriba, Babu istihbab takhmir al-ina'i ila akhirihi. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya, darwaza band karo. Adab number three, bartan aur mashkize wagaira daank dena. If you have an open bottle, an open glass of water, cover this. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم غط الإناء وأوك السقاء. آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا برتن ڈھانک دو اور مشکیزیں باندھ دو. نمبر فور, چراغ اور زائد لنٹن وغیرہ بجا دینا. بلو آؤٹ اینی کینڈلز سینٹڈ اور ادروائز, اینڈ ڈونٹ لیو اینی تھنگ الیکٹرک رننگ. یہ قیاسن میں نے ایک مسئلہ استنباط کیا, دیٹ اف یو نیڈ ٹو بلو آؤٹ دا کینڈل دین ڈونٹ لیو آن فار ایگزامپل این الیکٹرک ہیٹر اور اینی تھنگ ایلس وچ از الیکٹرک اینڈ وچ پوزز اینی کائنڈ آف رسک, whether it's actual fire or it's electric fire. These are all risky. So always turn off these appliances, blow out the candles before you go to sleep. Number five, ba wuzu sona, to sleep in the state of wudu. Qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha atayta marji'aka fatawadda wudu'aka lis-salah. When you go to your bed, then perform wudu just like you perform wudu before salah. So we should get into this habit. I'm going to bed now, let me perform wudu. نمبر سکس, ہاتھوں میں چکناہٹ ہو تو اسے دھو کر سونا. فش اینڈ چپس, بیک بینس, وٹ ایور اٹ از, میک شیور یو واش اٹ اوے. سم ٹائمز پیپل دے ایٹ, دے یوز اے ٹیشو اور اے نیپکن اینڈ دین وداؤٹ واشنگ دے ہینڈز دے کوائٹ ہیپی ود دیٹ. ایوری بڈی از بین بلٹ ڈفرنٹ آئی سپوز, بٹ دس از سم تھنگ دیٹ ہیز بین فوربیڈن. قال النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, من نام وفي يده غمر ولم يغسله فأصابه شيء فلا يلومون إلا نفسه. This is in Abu Dawood. آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا, جو شخص اس حال میں سو جائے کہ اس کے ہاتھ میں چکناہٹ ہو اور وہ اس کو نہ دھوئے, پھر کوئی تکلیف پہنچ جائے تو اپنے آپ کو ہی ملامت کرے. Why the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم didn't explain, he just said, look, don't go to sleep with oily hands, grimy hands. Always make sure that you wash them. The worst is when you have masala on your fingers and then you rub your eyes. This will teach you a lesson. جس کو یہ بیماری ہو کہ وہ چکناہٹ والے ہاتھوں کے ساتھ سوتا ہو تو پھر اس کا یہی علاج ہے کہ آنکھ میں مرچ لگ جائے. آٹ, this is interesting. Are you ready for it? I don't think anybody acts upon this. Well, baz hain mashallah, baz hamare buzurg aur jo pabandi karte hain, surma lagana. Surma lagana is also one of the sunnas of sleeping. Qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha awa ahadukum ila firashihi falyanfad firashahu bidakhili. Sorry, that I was reading the one for number 7. Number 8. قال ابن عباس, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يكتحل قبل أن ينام بالإثمد. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, this is in Shama'il Tirmidhi, he would apply إثمد surma before he would sleep. إثمد is a very nice kind of surma. It doesn't leave too much of a mark, too much residue. It's not really black. And the hadith often praise the use of إثمد. بہت فضیلت والا surma ہے. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would use this before sleeping. We should also try to inculcate this and include this in our bedtime routine. Karenge na inshallah, inshallah. Number 9, sone se pehle wasiyat karna. Have you ever heard this when you're doing adab of sleeping? Very rarely. Ye zehn mein nahi aata hai. The reason is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if something comes into your milkiyat, your ownership, you should not pass. In some ahadith it mentions one night or two nights or three nights without writing a will. قال سلمان لأبي الدرداء, إن لنفسك عليك حقا. حضرت سلمان رضی اللہ عنہ نے حضرت ابو الدرداء رضی اللہ عنہ کو نصیحت کرتے ہوئے فرمایا, تیری ذات کا بھی تجھ پر حق ہے. آئی تھنک دے گیٹنگ دی حوالہ از اے بٹ ٹاپسی ٹرفی اوور ہیئر. چلو, سو وائی شوڈ وی رائٹ اے ول, وائی ڈو وی رائٹ اے ول بفور وی گو ٹو سلیپ؟ بائی دی وے, دس ڈزنٹ مین کال یور سولیسیٹر اینڈ سے ہوایور یور سولیسیٹر از, آئی نیڈ ٹو amend my will. My wife just gave me a Snickers bar. If I die, this Snickers bar should go to my nephew. This is What this means is, if you have a reasonable, sizable asset, something which is يُعْتَدُّ بِهِ, some scholars say over the value of £20 or £100 or whatever it is, then you should make a note on a piece of paper, if something happens to me, then this is an asset which I own. Or if something happens to me, I owe so-and-so X amount of money. I owe him £50 or £100 or £1,000. Mujhe kuch ho gaya, to mera ye karza chuka dena. This is very, very important. Bistar jhaad kar sona, to dust the bed. Qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the first hawala. When one of you goes to bed, then he should dust the bed with the inside of his loincloth, his lungi. So turn your lungi inside out and then a few swipes. Why should you do this? Any hikmats? Insects, subhanAllah, yes. Imagine you sleep and then you feel something crawling up your leg. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is very scary. Now in England it's okay, but if you're in another country, then it's very scary indeed. So especially in the Middle East, South Asia, other parts of the world, it's quite normal. You have very, very big cockroaches. I still remember before I went to Morocco on Jamaat, I'd never really been out for a lengthy period of time to any country. This is about 6-7 years ago. And for the first time in my life, I saw cockroaches the size of your thumbs, probably bigger. And there were so many that we would try to kill them, shoo them away, use bug spray on them, and literally draw circles with the bug spray around our sleeping bags so that they can't enter this sacred bug spray circle. And it got to a point where we were exposed so much that we gave up. The fear went. And when that fear went, we thought, yeah, alhamdulillah, now we are men. Until one day, we felt something on our foot or on our arm or on our forehead. And then all the men turned into mice. So rather than humiliate yourself, always make sure to dust the bedding. There's one more hikmat as well, if anybody can. By the way, this is not the reason why. These are just some potential benefits. The reason why is because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said so. Ye hamare liye kafi hai. Lekin hikmatein ho sakti hai kabhi kabhar. So any other potential benefits of dusting your bedding? Anything else? We've said insects. Anything else? Yes, something sharp. Something sharp. It could be a piece of plastic, a piece of glass. You lay your head down, or you end up sitting on it, it can be quite painful, cause an infection, so on and so forth. There's one other reason as well. Gee. Dust, mashallah. Some people have dust allergies, so there's dust mites hiding in your sleeping bag. Good. And gee, one of them? Subhanallah. You know, your blood cells, not blood cells, your skin cells, like dead cells. These, when you sleep in one place repeatedly, you deposit these. And after a while, if you keep on sleeping in the same place without dusting it, this can be a cause of infection, it can be a cause of illness. Achhi niyat se sona, to have a good intention when you sleep. This was the qala sal, this was the hawala. Subhanallah. What's the intention of sleeping? To regain energy, to gain rest, so that you can wake up and begin worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. Ye niyat honi chahiye. Sona to waise hi hai. You're going to sleep regardless. Why not make it into ibadat? Now when you go to sleep with this intention of waking up for tahajjud, even if you sleep in at tahajjud time, you still gain the reward of tahajjud. Muft mein. And whether you wake up or not, the time that you spend sleeping, 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours, whatever it is, this is all counted as ibadat. Our Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to always say that a person should sleep over 7 hours. Kam az kam 7 ghante ya 6 ghante. He said not less than 6 and not more than 8. So between 6 and 8 hours. 8 hours is very good if you can get it. But if you sleep less than 6 hours continually, he said, kabhi tabiyat mein wo چڑچڑاپن پیدا ہوگا, کبھی بیوی سے جھگڑا کرے گا, کبھی دوستوں سے جھگڑا کرے گا, کبھی ملازموں کو تنگ کرے گا. دس پرسن ہو سلیپس لیس کنسسٹنٹلی ہز پرسنالٹی will be, he will become impatient, he will become agitated, irritated, frustrated, paranoid, and this will cause him to destroy relationships. So the easiest and best cure to all of this, rather than drinking coffee and tea, is just sleep enough, and it will help you in so many ways. It will help you physically, mentally, and of course spiritually. سونے سے پہلے توبہ کر لینا, ٹو میک توبہ, ٹو ریپینٹ بیفور یو گو ٹو سلیپ. قال النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لأنس بن مالک, سبحان اللہ, اوکے, قال النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم من قال حین یأوی الی فراشہ حين يأوي إلى فراشه أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه ثلاث مرات غفر الله له ذنوبه وإن كانت مثل زبد البحر. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever at the time of going to bed says, أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه three times, Allah will forgive all his sins, even though they may be equivalent to the foam on the oceans. So let's do it now. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. And the hadith carries on, even though they may be equivalent to the number of leaves, even though they may be equivalent to the particles of sand on earth, even if they be equivalent to the number of days of earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all your sins. So mubarak ho aapko. Ab dua to padh li na aapko, تو وہ عمل کرنے والی دعا کے بجائے مبارکباد دینی چاہیے. اپنے دل کو کینہ اور حسد سے پاک کر کے سونا, سبحان اللہ. The Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said to Anas ibn Malik, یا بنی ان استطعت ان تصبح وتمسی وليس في قلبك غش لاحد فافعل. Oh my son, if you have the ability to begin your day and to end your day in such a way that you have no ill feeling, no malice towards anybody, then do so. Tahajjud ki niyat karke sona, we've already done this. So when you go to sleep at night, make intention for tahajjud, make intention for fajr. Hadith mein warid masnoon duaen padhkar sona. What's the masnoon dua that's come in the hadith? So there's what we normally say, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Or the, in Sahih al-Bukhari it's bismika Allahumma amutu wa ahya. Both are fine. And then Allahumma rabba as-samawati wa rabba al-ardi wa rabba al-arsh al-azim, rabbana wa rabba kulli shay, faliq al-habbi wa al-nawa wa munzil al-tawrati wa al-injili wa al-furqan. This is a continuous dua. There was one we used to do in which one was it? Who was in Mulana Zakaria's Riyadh al-Salihin class in JKN? Kisi ko yaad hoga. Go on, Mulana, which one was it? The one that Mulana used to make us write and then stick on our wall? It's there's another one. There's another one. Riyadh al-Salihin. Chalo, when it comes to you, just remind us. You know, Mulana's not going to be happy. ہماری پٹائی ہوگی بعد میں. آیت الکرسی پڑھ کر سونا, ٹو ریسائٹ آیت الکرسی بیفور وی سلیپ. سورہ بقرہ کی آخری دو آیتیں پڑھ کر سونا, سورہ کافرون پڑھ کر سونا, سورہ اخلاص اور معوذتین, سورہ فلق, سورہ ناس پر پڑھ کر دونوں ہتھیلیوں پر دم کر کے اپنے پورے جسم پر پھیرنا. اٹس ویری ویل نون ادب. قالت عائشة كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا آوى إلى فراشه نفث في كفيه
يقول هو الله أحد وبالمعوذتين جميعا ثم يمسح بهما وجهه وما بلغت يداه من جسده. بخاري.
Abu Mu'adh Aisha radiallahu anha says, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go to bed, he would recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, the whole surah, not just the first ayats. And then he would blow into his blessed hands, and then when he would blow, nafatha means like with a few particles of saliva, like that. So not just breathing, but actually you can't see the particles of saliva, but do it in such a way that you know some particles will reach your hand, and then wipe them as far as your hands reach.
To recite Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Mulk, Surah Bani Israel, Surah Zumar Padhkar.
At these three Surah Mulk. I know it's difficult to do all of them, but Mulk se shuru karo.
Musabbihat, meaning Surah Hadid, Hashar, Taghabun, Jumu'ah, A'la, to recite all these. These are all in the Ahadith, all proven from the Sunnah.
Daini karvat persona, to sleep on the right side, placing your right hand under your right cheek. Can anybody demonstrate this for us, please?
Do you want to demonstrate, Aja? Come on, Mahir. Come on. So,
MashaAllah.
Yes, so just, where would you put your hand? Okay. And then, lie down. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, why not? MashaAllah. You'll get the reward of everybody who works upon this. MashaAllah. Okay. And where do you place your left hand? On your thigh, yeah.
Have you heard of it? Create the word Muhammad with your body. If you look at somebody who's sleeping in the, you can go back now, in the Sunnah, if you look at their body from bird's eye view, it also looks like the word Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay.
And to recite the dua thrice, Allahumma qini adhabaka yawma tab'athu ibadak.
O Allah, protect me from your punishment the day you resurrect your servants. Neend aane tak Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ka zikr karna.
Subhanallah.
What do we do?
You know what you do.
Neend na aane par ye dua parna.
So to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until you fall asleep.
And if you want to fall asleep quicker, do zikr.
Recite durood.
The shaitan won't let you stay awake for long.
If you can't sleep, there's a couple of masnoon du'as that you can read. Allahumma rabba as-samawati sab'i wa ma adallat wa rabba al-ardina wa ma aqallat wa rabba ash-shayatini wa ma adallat kun li jaran min sharri khalqika kullihim jami'an an yafruta alayya ahadun minhum ila akhir ad-du'a.
There's also another one in Hisnu Hasin.
Al-Hisnu al-Hasin.
This du'a book is known as Al-Hisnu al-Hasin or Hisne Hasin, not Hassan Hussein. Some people think this is Hassan Hussein. This is not.
I used to think as well, I used to see the book at home when I was growing up. Hassan Hussein.
Yeah.
For many years I thought so, until somebody pointed it out. The Fortified Fortress, Al-Hisn Al-Hasin.
Halat-e-janabat mein sona ho to istinja napaki dhokar wuzu karna.
Did you know this, Muslim? You could actually sleep in the state of janabat. Don't risk it though, you might get attacked by some jinns. So best to be fully parked. But if you can't, isme koi haraj ki baat nahi. Sunnat se sabit hai ke sharmgah wagaira ko, haathon wagaira ko dho le, uske baad so le, aur phir subah ghusl kar le.
You could have a genuine reason for this, and even if you don't have a genuine reason for this, it's still permissible to do. But the best way to do it is always do ghusl as soon as possible.
Jab khwab dekhe to adab e khwab ki riayat karna. Subhanallah.
If you see a dream, there's a separate chapter you need to study on the etiquettes of dreams. You can do that some other time.
Basically, don't tell everybody. If it's a scary dream, only tell your nearest and dearest or the person who's interpreting. If it's really good news, again, don't tell your enemies. Tell your nearest and dearest. Don't hastily try to interpret a dream.
Allahu A'lam, with regards to the Hawala, Imam Ibn Sirin mentions that the dream is like is held in the claw of a bird, and as soon as you interpret that dream, it's like the bird has opened its claw and those circumstances befall the person. So always try to interpret a dream positively. Don't be hasty in saying, oh, this seems like a bad dream, so it must mean something bad is going to happen. No, that's not the case. So always try to seek out a proper certified dream interpreter. They don't really license them, but you know, a good scholar. رات کو گھبرا کر آنکھ کھل جائے تو یہ دعا پڑھنا, لا الہ الا اللہ الواحد القہار رب السماوات والارض وما بینہما العزیز الغفار. If you suffer a panic attack or a scare in the night and your eye opens, then read this دعا, لا الہ الا اللہ الواحد القہار رب السماوات والارض وما بینہما العزیز الغفار. آنکھ کھلنے پر مسواک کرنا, اوندے منہ نہ سونا. As soon as you wake up, do miswak, don't sleep on your face or on your belly, like face down. چت لیٹنے کی صورت میں ایک پیر کھڑا کر کے دوسرے پر نہ چڑھانا. When you are lying flat, don't lift one foot and put it on top of the other. دو آدمیوں یا دو عورتوں کا ایک چادر یا ایک بستر میں نہ سونا. So for two people, men, two women, doesn't matter, not to sleep under one duvet. I still remember I was in Markaz once in room 5, and Molly Abdul Samad Saab walked in and he's telling off these three lads from Bradford. Nahi aise nahi kar sakte bhai, nahi kar sakte, bilkul nahi kar sakte, galat hai. I'm looking at what they're doing, these three brothers all under one duvet. So Molly Abdul Samad was telling them off that, look, separate yourself. So always take your own separate blanket. So you can share the bottom duvet or the mattress, but have your own blanket. Make sense? عام راستے پر نہ سونا, not to sleep on the pavement basically or in the corridor in a public pathway. بغیر منڈیر کی چھت پر نہ سونا, don't sleep on a roof that doesn't have, this is talking about flat roofs in the Middle East and Asia. Don't sleep anywhere where there's health and safety hazard. بیٹھے ہوئے مجمع کے درمیان نہ سونا. We'll see tomorrow morning how many people act upon this. Not to sleep in the middle of a gathering. قیلولہ کرنا یعنی دوپہر کے کھانے کے بعد سونا. When you have your afternoon meal, your lunch, to sleep for a short while after this. ٹھیک ہے, let us, can one of the brothers give out Surah Mulk, inshallah, or two of the brothers, ایک اس طرف سے دے دے, ایک اس طرف سے دے دے. Inshallah, we'll recite our Surah Mulk and then we'll retire for bed. Thank you. Inshallah, once brothers are done with whatever it is they're reciting, they can make their way to sleep. The next amal will be at 5:45 a.m., which is Tahajjud Salah. So from 5:45 until 6:30 a.m., this time is reserved for Tahajjud Salah, and 6:30 until 7:30 is for recitation of Surah Yaseen and Quran. So your usual daily para, do para, three paras, whatever it is, you can do it in that time from 6:30 to 7:30 once you've prayed Tahajjud. Surah Yaseen as well we'll be doing before Fajr. And then 7:30 is Salatul Fajr followed by Dhikr, Darse Quran and then Ishraq and breakfast. Inshallah. Brothers can continue with their awrad, wadaif, whatever it is they need to recite. Once they have completed, they can make their way to sleep, inshallah. Try to minimize engaging in conversation. This is the time to sleep now.